Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to my show. I'm your host, Diana Belaros. You can find out more about me on my website, dianabelaros.com. So today I'm going to cover a really disturbing story of Lacey Newell. I have been in contact with so many mothers who lost their children due to the injustice that they were forced to face in the justice system. The justice system should be a place where the justice should be served and for the best interest of the children. So today I was supposed to have Lacey Noel on my radio show. Probably I'm going to have her next week. She just texted me that there is something going on in her son's high school, and it's a heavy presence of police. And I have the story in front of me for all the people who are going to listen today because she sent it to me. It's a really disturbing story, and I don't want a child or any woman to face that kind of a counter and to deal with marshals of the United States, federal marshals, who I have no idea what they were doing, and I don't think they were aware that what they're doing is wrong, and I don't know why they were, appointed to do. To deal with a mother and her three children. I really don't understand some things, honestly, lately. So here is the story. With a shotgun to her head, U.S. Marshals arrested mom in hiding. U.S. Marshals blocked and surrounded Lacey's car in Santa Barbara, California. Some of them jumping on the hood, guns pointed at her. Through the windshield, a marshal on the driver's side ordered her out of the car with a shotgun to her head. Lacey was handcuffed and taken away while the marshal high-fived each other. Lacey's three children watched in horror as their mom was brutally removed from them at gunpoint. The U.S. Marshals, who so violently and gleefully captured a petite, defenseless mother, should not even have been involved in her case, since it is state jurisdiction, not federal. In hiding, what led to this unnecessarily vicious takedown of a loving mother? Lacey has led into hiding to protect her daughter from physical and sexual abuse by her father, since, of course, family court would not. She has two older children by another father who she has fully custody of, who were with her. Lacey's daughter bravely told many professionals about abuse, including CPS, police, a sheriff, court-appointed therapists, MDs, psychiatrists, private therapists, school therapists, a court-appointed attorney, a MDIC, multidisciplinary interview center, forensic interviewer, supervised visitation, monitors, teachers, principals, after school care providers, medical professionals, and the court directly testifying on the stand. As usual, the family court judges disregard all evidence. This is something, honestly, I don't understand why the judge is doing that. I have no clue. This actually should prove that what the witness is trying to convey is actually the truth. Why judges are disregarding all of this, I have no idea. The father was abusive and decided Lacey had coached her daughter, despite no evidence of that. Since coaching children is considered emotional abuse, Lacey was deemed a danger to her daughter. This form of discrediting, often referred to as alienation, is done to disempower women who try and protect their children from fathers. The judge had been threatening to switch custody to the father and was just about to when Lacey fled into hiding from her home in Nevada County, north of Sacramento down to Santa Barbara County. She only got away for 6 months before being caught. Lacey has not been allowed to see her daughter for 9 months. Ever since she was arrested, the fact that she's not even allowed supervised visitation shows that they're purposely isolating the daughter to coerce and manipulate her into silence about the father's abuse. This is a common strategy in sexual abuse cases. Actually, it has been 2 years since she hasn't seen her daughter on March 24th. I'm following her Facebook, and you can find out the story by clicking on the link under the radio show. Felony abduction. Lacey is charged with PC 278, a serious felony child abduction indictment. She faces 4 years in prison and $10,000 fine. The child abduction law was never meant to apply to mothers who are trying to escape domestic violence or child abuse. However, there were so many mothers going into hiding because family court was following them. But California legislators revised the law. They made it harder for women to use the affirmative defense of fleeing to protect themselves or their children. VAWA provides for this defense, but is almost always ignored by prosecutors. This revising of the law to favor fathers shows how these branches of government, legislators, judges, and district attorneys work in tandem to keep men empowered in their family and to punish women who inadvertently challenge that male entitlement when they act to protect their children. The either affirmative defense is that Lacey did not act maliciously, which is an element of the crime. There is abundant evidence that Lacey did not act maliciously to deprive her child of a safe, loving father, but to protect her child from an abuser. If there is any malicious going on in this malicious prosecution by DA or loving mother who is only trying to protect her daughter. To make this indictment of Lacey even more outrageous, the father has been convicted of domestic violence against her and illegal arms possession. He has also been criminally indicted for child abuse, threats, disobeying a court order, and false imprisonment. And the felon has sought custody while Lacey is being prosecuted on a bogus abduction charge. For DA J.C. Wilson to be prosecuting Lacey is unacceptable and inexcusable. Coalition members are holding DA Wilson accountable by showing up the Zoom hearing on Tuesday and launching a campaign for him to dismiss the charge against her. Let DA J.C. Wilson know we are watching him and that we will campaign against him if he doesn't dismiss the charge against Lacey. He was appointed by the Board of Supervisors as interim DA and it's up for election in June. The good news in DA, Wilson inherited Lacey's case, so may be more likely to vacate a case his predecessor wrongly charged. Wilson says he's bringing a new face to the office, fighting for justice and fairness. Let's hold him to that. So you can find this article, read it for yourself on Women's Coalition website, and I have the link down below. You can read it on Lacey's Facebook, womenscoalition.substack.com if you want to get involved in this case. So honestly, I have no idea why these children went through so much drama watching how their mother was arrested with a gun in her head. I have no idea, honestly, what is everybody thinking these days. One, why the things are becoming so complicated when women are trying to find justice. And justice system should be a place where this should happen. This happened last year, January. This article is from January 30th, 2022. And I would love for you to get involved in this war against injustice, against women, against this hate based on gender. It's really getting very, very heavy, and I'm going through a lot of things, and I don't know why this society doesn't understand that domestic violence is wrong and what is being done to women. They should have the right to defend themselves, and they should have the right to stand up for themselves. They should have the right to talk. They should have the right to defend their children. I am so clueless about all of these things. I have no idea when exactly this society is going to wake up and find out that domestic violence, child abuse, any kind of abuse, sexual abuse, which is very perverted, cases like this and encounters like this are actually triggering all of these things that are happening in the family, because they grew up in an environment like this. They witnessed their father doing something like this, and they found it acceptable. And we all know it's not. So anyway, thank you so much for being with me. It's going to be a short podcast today. Thank you for the world being here for me, listening to my radio show. I'm trying my best to be every week available here and sharing some stories and trying to make a difference with these stories and trying to tell the world, trying to tell everybody that we need to change the things that are creating the society we don't want to live in, because these children are going to grow up with trauma. They're going to grow up and find the wrong crowd, because they're not going to feel loved when they live with perpetrator who has been sexually and verbally abusing them. And we are not talking about gender here. We are talking about the right thing to do, and people don't understand that little silver lining when it comes to the story. And that's why a lot of are mentally ill. They end up on the street. They don't know how to cope. All of their power has been taken away by a parent who had been raised wrong, and they had been raised wrong. And it's going and going and going and going until we stop this, until we cut the chain and fix this. And the way to do it is to be careful who we elect, be on the side of the person who is seeking justice, on the side of the person who is, has the best interest when it comes to the children. Because growing up in the right environment is so important. Not everybody has the power, has the way to find out that they have a problem, try to find help, or trying to follow the path towards the right way of life. And I know from experience, I also grew up in domestic violence environment, and I know what how this works very well. I'm telling you from experience, and thankfully I didn't end up doing stuff I shouldn't do. But at the end, the children rebel, they get involved with the wrong people, they are reaching to drugs, alcohol, and all the things we don't want to see. So anyway, I love you. I wish you amazing, amazing weekend. And I hope I'll be able to have Daisy next week. And I hope that everything is fine. Now we live in very turbulent times. And all I ask for all of you is to be kind. And if you cannot help somebody, please don't hurt them. Because we don't know what they're going through. And the way to change things is to become more loving, more compassionate, and try to help instead of hurt. I love you guys, and I wish you an amazing weekend again.